Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Borg. TomBorg.com is his website. Hope you check that out and check out his book while you're there, Making Service Count. Tom, thanks again for being here. We're talking about getting employees to tell you the truth. And I'd like to throw in, I'd like for you to help us solve this dilemma a little bit more as we continue the lesson in this segment. But I want to throw out an idea for you. So when an employee comes to work for me, I sit them down and say, now this world right here, this thing around you, this belongs to you. You own it. And there's some parts of what you do that you need me to help you with. You need stuff for me to, you can't do your job if you don't get certain things from me. Mm-hmm. And to the degree that that's true, I work for you. And so that means you get to come bang on my door and say, hey, you're late. I need your stuff. I can't finish my job if I don't have what you owe me.
Mm-hmm.
And so my point is, what if you remember my example of the shipping manager? You can't get the orders out. You went to the shipping mm-hmm. manager and you want the truth. You said, okay, now, John, this is your world. You're the CEO of the shipping company in this mm-hmm. our world. And there are certain things that you can't do your job if I don't give you what you need. So as the CEO of the shipping company, where are things falling down? Where are you stuck? Including all the people that contribute to you getting your job done, including me. How about if you framed it like that, Tom?
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. It's a great way to do it because it is a team effort. And you're just being fair and honest when you say it just that way. You know, and that leads to another point here, Jim, I wanted to cover with that. We have to set the example. We have to tell the truth ourselves.
Right.
And we have to do it tactfully, you know, not viciously, not in any way to put someone down, but tell the truth yourself and set the example. This is really the best way to teach people how to do something, right, by your own example, not just telling them, but doing it yourself.
And the truth needs to build trust, doesn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. truth is important, but trust is, believe it or not, even more important because if that shipping manager, they may believe me, he may believe me, but if he doesn't trust me, he's still not going to open up.
That's right. But that's so critical what you're saying. If they don't trust us, you really are in a bad place.
Everything's upside down. Without trust, everything's upside down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another idea we could use when we're trying to help our employees or team members tell the truth, is to praise people privately and publicly in front of others who do share the truth, even if you don't agree with it. So if they see that on a regular basis where you're actually praising people that brought up a point that you might not have agreed with, but it was something we needed to hear, it's something that needs to be said, that's a good thing. So, again, reinforcing what you want to see more of and making it clear that you didn't even agree with that, but I'm glad they brought that up because if we hadn't known that, we wouldn't have done this. And show people that, you know what, when you get new information, it's okay to change your mind. Mm-hmm. That's how we work.
Exactly. One thing I do think CEOs have to do, when you open yourself up to this kind of a scenario, mm-hmm. you do have to train people on the difference between giving us the truth and helping us with the truth and building trust and a gripe. In other words, mm-hmm. opening this up doesn't give you the right to gripe. It gives you the right to help us. What do you think? I think that's mm-hmm. one of the obligations of a CEO. Otherwise, they're going to wind up with a bunch of gripes.
Yeah, a bunch of whiners. Yeah, what we don't want that. We want people to be looking for a solution, and that means to discuss it in such a way with open mind, with an open mind, and being able to come up with ideas and suggestions as a team, in a sense, forming that mastermind every time they get together, to do it in a way that's going to be productive and positive with some results, not just complaining and making it even more distasteful than it is.
Well said, Tom. Tom Borg, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of that name, and you'll find a whole lot of good information, including his book, Making Service Count. Hey, Tom, good job today. Will you come back?
I sure will.
We enjoyed having you on the show. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Tom Borg, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.